Anyone done building? Right, I see a tentative hand. So a few farmers are quite handy with the old bit of lumber and hammer. So when it comes to building foundations, builders tend to get it right most of the time. Not all the time. And when we build stuff, there's two things that we have to do. And according to our parable here, it says the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the foolish man built his house upon the sand. Now, in building terms, you can do both things. They do amazing things in Dubai, if you've seen some of those big buildings they do there. But in the end, if there's a big enough rumble, things will tend to sink. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with those buildings. But when it comes to the parable, it talks about whoever hears these words of mine. So in building terms, when we build something, is it a bit warm? No, you're all right. Okay, in building terms, when we hear something, that means we have these things. All right, volunteers, I need at least 3 volunteers today. So who would like to volunteer? It can be a little person, it can be a big person. I don't mind. You can come on down. Come on up. There's 2 volunteers. All right, 1 more volunteer. Maybe an adult for this one. All right, who's used Builder's Bog? Anyone use Builder's Bog? Andy? Andy, come on down, Andy. Thank you, Andy, for volunteering. And Andy didn't move. He just was shifting his eyes left and right. All right. So, now, what was I going to get Andy to do? Right.
Build the house.
Okay, Andy. So, there's the builder's bog. Right. That's your mixing plate. And I want part A on that, part B on that. And then you can mix part A and B on that one. All right. So while Andy's doing that, all right, come on down, kids, down here. All right, who do we have here? What's your name?
Ollie.
Ollie. Right, Ollie. Do you know what these are?
Building instructions.
Oh, man. They're the blueprints. Man, this guy's going to go places. All right, so that's one Ollie. Now, when it comes to building, we have all sorts of documents and things like that. I'll put it down there, Ollie. Is it quite heavy, Ollie? Not too bad, because you're a muscle boy. All right, so we have all these bits and pieces that go along with knowing what to do when it comes to building. And it's no different in the Christian life. When we want to know something, we turn to this. All right? So this is our instruction book. So basically this and that are the same thing, Ollie. Okay. Can you hold that? You're amazing. Yeah. All right. So in the parable, it talks about those people who just have this part of their life sorted. All right. So as a builder, I'd like to know what I'm building. All right. But does that make me a builder? No. All right. So as a Christian, when I look into the Word of God and I have all this stuff, like I've put quite a bit of effort into it, to produce something like that would take quite a bit of time, right? So if I had the equivalent of my Bible knowledge of that, I'd be quite happy, right? It's all written down, it's got the instructions to build something. But if that's all I did, if I just walked around town like that, Ollie, you go for a walk, Ollie, right? If I just walked around town and told people, I'm a builder, do you think they'd believe me? No way. All right. Okay, come back, Ollie. All right. So if I have the Word of God in my life, Jesus said, that is fantastic. That's really good. But you need to do something else. And what does the parable tell us? Build a house, but it says to put it into practice. All right. Practice time. Right, what's your name?
Libby.
Libby. Libby, I'm going to get you to put it into practice. So come over here. Now, Libby, you can start putting these things on, all right? You can start from your toes and work up. And Libby's going to put them into practice. All right, so you can start with the gumboots, Libby. So you can put those on. It's sort of like dress up. Builders have to do this every day when they go to work. They have to play dress up. All right, there you go. You can work it out. Oh, sorry about the smell. Yeah, just put one red just separate. So put the white on one board and the red on the other board. Yep. And then mix up A and B on that one. Yep. So two separate ones and then one mixed one. You can mix it outside if you like. It's a bit smelly. See, builders are used to that sort of smelly stuff. Right. There you go. My helpful helper, Joe, is going to help with that. The blueprints. So when we look into the parable, when we look into the Word of God, it tells us that we need to know the Word of God. So I think there's a psalm that should be coming up, Psalm 119.
What the blueprint say?
It does. It does, Ollie. All right. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. So it's always good to know what the Lord says. Not only to hear it, but it talks about, I delight in your decrees and I will not neglect your word. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees and I will not neglect your word. So meditate. When we look into the word of God, sometimes we can just sort of brush over it, you know, sort of like a comic book. But it talks about meditating. We need to take time out to see. Well done, Libby. Keep going. And don't forget the other bits and pieces. So we need to take time out to see what the Word of God actually tells us. And then once we know what the Word of God says, then we are like Libby. Ready? Just put those on, Libby. Right, you're super duper safe now. All right. So, if I have the Word of God and I don't do anything with it, I'm a foolish man. Right? I'd be building my house upon the sand. But in the same essence, if I was Libby, the macho builder, and I wanted to do stuff, right? So builders are doers. Do. Right? And if I said to Libby, I want you to build a house, and you just did it, do you think it would turn out all right? Probably not. Okay. Yeah, we call that bodge in the business. That's called bodging, right? And it doesn't normally work out too good, but it can sometimes, right? So it wouldn't work out too well. So the idea is, Jesus said to these guys, said, look, you follow me, you know the word of God, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, when you don't do the Word of God? Doing the Word of God. So Libby's a doer, and Ollie, you're the knowledge man. You've got all the info. So what would be a good combination? Any hands? How could this work? All right, so I get out the way. All right, stand up, Ollie. All right, and then these two people get to work. In our Christian life, we should be like this. All right, if we want a house that will stand the storms and turbulence of life, then we need to be like this, a two-part Christian, right? An epoxy Christian, I don't know what else would you call it, right? Two parts, we have part A and part B, right? Of themselves, they seem good, but aren't really. But combined together, they are amazing. And our Christian life is an amazing life, right? We may have heaps of head knowledge, but we don't do anything with it. We may be eager to do stuff for God, but we don't know what to do. So we have to combine the two together. The smells. It wasn't me, it was Andy. All right, so you guys can have a seat over here if you want. You can have a seat, Ollie. Now, Andy, before you disappear, now, I've got Andy doing this stuff. All right, so Andy, can you explain what these things are? Loud voice, inside, outside
the,
voice.
It's the two-part bog mix. It's the hardener, the red stuff, and it's the boggy mix mixed together.
Cool. So if I wanted to fill a hole in a house, if I just used that, what would happen?
It would stay gluggy, it wouldn't go hard.
Okay, and what about if I just used that?
Then that would just be red running mix.
Running mix. All right, so if we have knowledge and we have the doing part of our lives separately, they're not really worth anything, are they?
No.
No, good for nothing, really.
Nothing.
All right. So if I had as much knowledge as the whole Bible, means nothing. And if I had all the eagerness and drive as Andy, right, it would mean nothing. Right, we had to combine the two. So, put those down. Andy,
yes.
Explain that. What's that?
That there should be hard.
And what is it? What was it?
That is those two there combined, mixed together, and slopped up like a nice pudding, and then it becomes a hard mixture.
Fantastic. So thank you, Andy.
That's right.
You can grab a seat. So in and of themselves, they are no good. But when they're put together as the designers, who's at ADOS, had designed them to be, they accomplish what they were built for. Right, and Libby and Ollie, you stand up. In our Christian lives, turn around, you can stay right there. When we combine what we are supposed to be, people of knowledge, but also people who do stuff, then we are designed for what God wants us to be. And sometimes we can be too far to the left. No, to the right, you're looking at the right. Too far to the right or too far to the left. But we have to bring them together in perfect harmony. Thank you, guys. You can have a seat. You can sit down there and we'll take those off. Our other verse, James 1, verse 22, says, "Do not be merely listeners of the word, but... and so deceive yourselves, do what I say. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what I say is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, goes away and is immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." We have a promise from the Lord himself. You know, if we are full of the knowledge of the word of God, which we should be, eagerly meditating on it day and night, but at the same time, if we are doing what the word of God says, then he says that we will be blessed. He is happy for us to be doing what he wants us to be doing. Now, the challenge for us is our year is coming to a close, all right? We can reflect back on the things that we've done, the things that we haven't done, the things that we ought to have done, all those things. And as the new year approaches very fast, we can ask God to work in our hearts. We can ask God to help us to understand who we are in him. Am I too far right or too far left? Should I be somewhere in the middle? It's a challenge to us. Do I need to open the word of God a lot more? Right? Every day we should be getting into it. It's sort of like eating. And I know over Christmas time, who here has eaten too much? All right, a lot of people. Right? If we eat too much, we keep eating and eating and eating, right, we get too big. Right, so to offset that, if you want to keep eating, you have to exercise a lot. And the two work hand in hand. In our Christian lives, if we eat, but we don't exercise, then we become lopsided Christians. Right? And if we exercise, but we don't eat, you become a very unhealthy Christian. So it's very important to keep them in balance. So this year, the challenge is, how will you walk with your God? How will you walk with Jesus Christ each day? Will it be a balance of knowing him, but also following him? And that is a challenge to every single one of us. Now, we're going to head into communion, I think probably about now. Not sure, maybe a song. I'll have to check the thing. No, it's communion time. And then after communion, on our last song, we're going to have our sharing time. Now, the sharing time is going to be, we're going to sing a verse of On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, All Other Ground is Sinking Sand. So we'll have a verse in the chorus, and then we are going to have a time of sharing. Now, this is a more traditional open time of sharing. So it's open for men, ladies, boys and girls. If you want to share something that the Lord has blessed you with this year, maybe this week, or even contemplating some of the parables that you've thought about as you've sat there, how has the lesson of this parable of the two builders worked in your life in such a way that you've moved your life to follow Jesus Christ? So we're going to have three or four opportunities to share between each verse of the song, and we can praise God together. So let's pray, and then we'll ask the communion team to come up, and we'll go through our time together around the Lord's table. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you once again for just allowing us time together to learn of you, Father, to understand who Jesus Christ is, the living Word of God that gives us freedom. We thank you, Lord, that in our lives we can know you, Father. We can meditate upon you. But we pray that you would help us to move. Help us, Lord, to have lives that would be glorifying to you. Help us, Father, to lift you up in our daily life. May we share the message of Jesus Christ to those around us. May we be salt. May we be light. May we glorify your name, Father, in the things that we say and the things that we do. And Father, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, communion team.